KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A. I'm Jody Denberg, and I'm not alone. We have a room full of Concert Club members. Thanks, y'all, for being here today. And, oh, we have a rare bird about to play for us. In one instance, he is what's called a native Austinite. You don't see them in the wild very often or in their natural habitat, but yes. And also a rare bird just artistically, and his new album, Can't Wake Up, is incredible. We're going to hear some live music, and then we're going to chat it up on KUTX. Please welcome Shaky Graves.
All right, we're going to play you guys some songs that we've just started figuring out. So this is like first viewing. Enjoy.
Shaky Graves and the band, live on KUTX. Kids these days sung like a true 30-year-old.
Yeah, right?
And the album is brand new, Can't Wake Up. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I got to listen to the whole album today, and it's fantastic and kind of dreamy. Is that where the title stems from, Can't Wake Up?
The total coincidence.
Oh.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's
just like the kids these days
thing.
Yeah.
Well, that is a coincidence. Yeah, kind of. When this song, I guess, first came out, like on radio, man, It was right when all the Florida shooting stuff was going down. And I was like, oh, God, I don't really want to, like, over-promote it. Like, hey, I also have this new song called Kids These Days, so if you guys want to throw that on, you know, like, because, you know, all that's a very serious subject. And this song isn't too much about, I guess, like a kid's revolution, but it's more of the revolving door of generations being the kids these days, you know, being like the people in power and the future of mankind. And then looking back at future generations being like, what are you doing? What are you guys doing? You know, it's, I'm not that old and I'm still like, what is tattooed on your body? What is this?
Well, the timing might have been unwitting, but it was perfect. And it was played out really nicely. I was reading you saying about this new record, Can't Wake Up. Before it even came out on Twitter, you said something like, next album, new sound, sell your suspenders.
Yeah.
And then we heard the song. It's like, yeah, that's Shaky Graves in there, but that's different too. Did you have a vision going in that you wanted to do something different, and did you know what that would be?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that hard considering that the last thing I put out was in 2014. You know, which, again, it's been sort of a, it all blurs together to a certain degree, because it's not like when I made the last record I did, And the War Came, I didn't treat it as like a typical album cycle, because I was still figuring out what I wanted to be on stage and what it was like to play as a band. And so it wasn't like we just sat there and played the record through for up until right now. But things changed a lot. Things changed from day to day and from month to month, and certainly in 4 years, or since, you know, I was wearing suspenders a lot, like in 2011. So that's a long time ago. And believe me, suspenders rule. They're great at keeping your pants up. I could probably use some, you know, right now. But as a statement, my like dreaming of being a traveling musician, I guess it all came true though. So. Yeah, no, I don't need suspenders anymore.
Okay. But, and your process for making this record was pretty interesting. You went to, I think, 4 different places.
Mm-hmm.
What, Levon Helm Studio in upstate New York,
yep.
Aspen, Colorado, the Belmont in Dallas,
yeah.
Somewhere else I'm forgetting, Denton,
mm-hmm.
and spent like 10 days in each of these locations. Can you tell me a little bit about that process?
Yeah, well, over here, Mr. Christopher Busada playing drums. He and I met. Again, the last record we put together, And the War Came, he had just moved back to Austin. He'd lived here years before, and I met him during a South By and was looking to maybe do something in a studio because I'd never done that before. And we met during a session, and I was like, I'm thinking of a studio. And he was like, I work at a studio. And I was like, let's do that. So sight unseen, I went up to New York for the weekend, and we recorded a few songs that ended up on that record. And then at the same time, he was like, I'm thinking of moving back to Austin. And I totally supported that. And then he did, and he coincidentally moved in like a 2 blocks away from my house, just totally unknown. So when we built that record, he has like a ton of pro gear and pro attitude. So he brought all of his gear over to the house, and we set up like a makeshift studio in my house. And the way that it felt to play a whole house as a studio, I mean, I've wanted to do that since I heard about, you know, people like Led Zeppelin playing a house as a studio as opposed to going somewhere. So it was just a bigger continuation of that, and realizing that if you go somewhere and get out of your comfort zone, again, I love being in Austin, but it's really hard to not go like eat tacos and get margaritas and stuff and be like, no, we're in the studio. We have to do like, we're going to work today. And having that be totally not even a part of the issue, you know, being somewhere where there are no open businesses, you know, to even go to if you wanted to. And that made each one of these like little excursions, we would get different stuff out of each one and really kind of suck the marrow out of, you know, whatever the environment we were in.
The proof's in the pudding. The new album's Can't Wake Up. We're talking with Shaky Graves, and you know Shaky because you probably celebrate his holiday every year on February 9th, Shaky Graves Day. I know some of you get off from work and school and stuff. We do. No, but there is a Shaky Graves Day. What I find interesting is that on that day and for a couple of days, all your music that you've ever released is online. Mm-hmm. People can pay what they want for it, and then the money goes to various charities.
Yeah.
And that includes records that you made before you were on the label you're on, Dual Tone, mm-hmm. Going back to Donor Blues and Roll the Bones. How do you distinguish between what you see as a DIY project, you know, these non-label things,
yeah.
and something like the new album, and then they're all there on Shaky Graves Day anyway?
I mean, I don't really differentiate a lot. I think that the way that things are going kind of in the future of music, you know, what has always appealed to me with a label is that I'm totally comfortable with realizing that I can't do everything myself. And again, proof is in the pudding with, you know, working with other musicians and co-writers. And to me, the beautiful part about a label is that it really is, you know, kind of being part of a family. And when, getting to put out even just a single record with a, you know, a label that puts it in context of the other people that are on that label. And it feels like a team. And, as far as my project is concerned, it's always kind of DIY, you know, it is something that I built from doing it just myself on cassette tape to this. And I don't really, you know, it might get bigger or smaller, but I still made this record in my house, you know, for all intents and purposes, and other people's houses. But it's, you know, my heart and brain are still in the same place, but I guess time just keeps evolving things a little bit farther.
Well, I've been telling everyone it's a great record, and they've been hearing the single, but we're going to do a couple songs from the album back to back right now.
Yeah.
And we should introduce everybody. You met Christopher Bouchata back there on the drums.
Right.
And John Shaw is on the bass. Patrick O'Connor on guitar and vocals. Alejandra Rose Garcia on guitar and vocals. Once again, live on KUTX, and we're going to do two songs back to back. Here's Shaky Graves. Which one do you want to start with?
We're going to play a song called Dining Alone, which is a song about when you're getting really down on your monotonous daily tasks and you dream of something more in your life. And then you get snapped back to your daily monotonous tasks. Ready?
Stumble on home, fall into bed. the ocean blue, to walk a mile upon the moon, to wear the crown and sit upon the throne. But it's getting late, the sun is coming up, off to work I go. Same old shoes on the same old feet, one track mind, one way street. Nothing's gonna change for the same old me. Eat, sleep, do it again.
This one's called Cops and Robbers.
I might be the worst, but you know the best. You drive the car, I'll do the rest. The getaway was quick and clean. We make an awful perfect team. You never know how fast you run until the bullet leaves. Everybody on the floor, this is a stick-up. Why would you sink so low just to get high? Oh, crime, it's a young man's game. I want to take you and go in, but half the fun is never knowing. Now you see all the wicked parts of me. The bully got the girl next door. I had it all, but wanted more. So give me everything in the register. Why would you seek so low just to get high?
Also the musical equivalent to a Groundhog Day film.
Yes.
Dining Alone.
Yes, absolutely.
From the new album Can't Wake Up, Austin Shaky Graves, our guests today, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all, for being here. Safe travels on the road.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I want to thank our engineers today, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, and our multimedia crew, Julia Reese, Andrea Garcia, and Jorge Sanhueza Lyon. And thank y'all for being here, our concert club members. We appreciate your support of the Austin Music Experience greatly. Thank you very much. I'm Jody Denberg, and this is KUTX 98.9.